out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Follow up that pony, Little Beaver. My friend Stoney Barton's about to stop Hot Lead. So let's hit that trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Set him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Again, the 48 states rise united to protect and preserve democracy. And again, the Golden West adds its every effort to the cause of freedom. What is expected of us? First, we must guard our health, protect it with healthful foods. For example, there's delicious, fresh, and tasty Langendorf bread. Good? Oh, but you'll say you never tasted such lip-smacking good flavor. And remember, Langendorf bread is so tender, so smooth-textured, stays deliciously fresh so long, baking experts judged it America's finest. Even more important, Langendorf bread is a great energy food. Right you are. It contains high nutriment values, including nerve and energy vitamin B1 and important minerals. In addition, you get an energy bonus because fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So for goodness sake, and for energy's sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. You'll like it. The exciting adventure during which Ace Hanlon was captured and thrown into jail, Red Rider and Little Beaver were about to leave town when startling news reached Red and made him change his plans. They are now racing across the hills towards the Barton Ranch, where a range war is about to be declared.
Dig into that pinhole, Little Beaver. We've got to hit the breeze.
We get him to Barton Ranch like wind, Red Rider. Get him up, Blackwood.
Stretch him out, Thunder. We've got to get there before any lead starts flying. Let's go, Thunder.
Look out the window, Jenny. Who's that riding up?
Maybe it's Red Rider. I hope so. It's Gorman, Bart. He's just pulling up at our hitch rack.
Why, if that no-good foreman of Carson's come here to start trouble again...
Now, I'll... Pa, don't go losing your head with any of Carson's gunmen. You know you'd never stand a chance. Come in.
Howdy, Mrs. Burton.
Howdy.
Hello, Burton.
What do you want here, Gorman?
The boss sent me over for the last time, Burton. Are you ready to sell your spread?
Carson knows my answer. I ain't selling to his kind, and he knows it. Now get out, Gorman.
Burton, I ain't exactly used to folks ordering me around like that.
I said get going.
Bart, please.
You leave me be, Jenny. Gorman, if you're not off my property in 5 seconds, I'll be reaching for my shooting gun.
I wouldn't try that if I were you, Burton.
Why, you...
Bart, take your hand off that gun.
Get away, Jenny. Don't stand in front of me.
Why don't you stop hiding behind your wife's skirts, Burton?
Why, you blasted coyote. I'll show you who's hiding
Bart,
behind...
Bart, I won't let you...
You...
Jenny. You shot her.
You'll have to blame yourself for that, Burton. If you hadn't gone for your .44, she wouldn't have stepped in front to try to protect
you. I'll kill you for this, you...
You raise that gun of yours, Burton, and I'll...
Stand right where you are, Gorman.
Red Rider.
So you're the Jasper that shot the gun out of my hand.
Too bad he didn't plug you instead, Gorman.
I...
Cut out the talk. Here, Bart. Give us a hand with the missus.
Yeah.
And let's lift her onto this cot. Little Beaver, get one of those pillows.
Easy.
Yeah. She's still breathing, but her pulse is weak. Little Beaver, fetch the doctor, hurry.
Me get a medicine, man.
You think she'll be all right, brother?
I don't know. But if she doesn't pull through, I'll see that this hombre's made to answer for it.
It was an accident. She stepped...
I saw it all through the open door as I was riding up.
And you ought to know he'd draw it on me first.
That's right, Gorman. According to law, you can call it self-defense and get away with it. But if Mrs. Barton dies, I'll make you answer to me for this.
Thank you.
true?
Yes, yes, I think so, Ryder, but...
What's the matter, Doc?
Well, Mr. Barton, the bullet went right through the lung and lodged between two vertebrae, which means an operation, or your wife will remain a cripple as long as she lives.
How soon can you operate?
Well, I couldn't, Ryder. This is an extremely delicate operation. A slip would mean death. Only a highly skilled specialist can handle this.
You know any you could send for?
Yes, but, well, the fee runs pretty high, Mr. Barton. Not saying anything about traveling expenses and so on.
How much?
I'd say it'd run you around $1,000 or $2,000 cash in advance.
That's a heap of money, Doc. And I'll raise it.
How, Bud?
Selling that herd of horses I was nursing along for Army Remount.
But, Bud, if you sell them at this time of year, that means you won't get half of what they're worth.
Yeah, I know, but what else is there for me to do?
Well, why not let me lend you
enough? No, thanks, Red. You've done enough for me in the past. I couldn't take anything from you while I'm able to raise it on my own.
But look, Bud.
No, Red, and that's final. Doc, you make all the arrangements, will you?
All right, Mr. Barton, I'll get a specialist. And let's trust to God we can get him here in time.
Hey, boss.
Here. Hello, Blackie.
What is it, Gorman? Me and Blackie just heard that Barton is driving his herd of horses to Willow Springs.
Yeah. Barton must be hard up for cash, or he wouldn't be selling them cayuses now.
I reckon he needs a dinero for that operation on the old lady.
Now, hey, that gives me an idea.
What idea, cousin?
Well, we want his ranch because he's got water rights to the river, don't we?
That's right. And we can't make a move till we get it. But what's that got to do with him selling his herd?
Well, what do you suppose would happen if Barton come home without the cash?
Oh, you mean if Barton sell him to save his wife, he'd still need the money for the operation.
Right. And he'd be right ready to sell out at any price. Now, you and Blackie ride over to Willow Springs.
Sure,
and...
boss. We wait till Barton gets paid off, and then we take the money from
him. Yeah. Then I buy his ranch with his own money. Not bad, eh?
Come on, Blackie, let's go.
Yeah, sure.
$2,000. Now, that's right. Thank you.
You better steal that money away, Bud. I don't reckon it'd be wise to let anybody see you coming out of this Willow Springs bank with all that cash.
You're right, Red. This money means everything for poor Jenny. I can't afford to take any chances now.
Still think you want to go back on the stagecoach?
I hate to admit it, Red, but I'm plumb tuckered out. I reckon this old carcass of mine ain't what it used to be.
Well, driving that herd up here the way we did would take the starch out of anybody. All right, come on, I'll have Little Beaver get the horses ready while we go and buy your ticket.
What'd you find out, Blackie?
Hey, Barton's carrying the case, and he's going back on a stagecoach.
What about Red Ryder and that Injun kid?
Hey, from what they said, they're hitting the trail on their cayuses and leading back the old man's horse.
Well, that's a break for us.
Yeah, now we'll only have to take care of the old man.
When does the stage leave?
In about 2 minutes. Where do you figure we'll stick it up?
We're not going to hold it up. I got a better idea. Come on. That stagecoach is ready to roll. Let's hit the saddle and ride. Here's that old wooden trestle I was telling you about, Blackie.
Yeah, what do we do now, Gorman?
That stagecoach is going to have an accident, Blackie. That's a lot safer for us than a holdup. First, we'll hide our horses in this clump of trees over here. All right, now untie them axes from the saddles. Then we'll go under this end of the trestle, Blackie.
Here's the axes. Now, let's go.
Here we are, under the end of that trestle. Now, we'll just chop a few of them bridges pilings, and when that coach comes rolling down over this trestle... You know what'll happen.
I know what'll happen. But old man Barton and that driver will never know how the stage landed in this gully.
Let's get started. Yeah. We ain't got much time to lose.
Little Beaver, I reckon we can ease up a bit and wait here above the trestle and watch them roll past right under us. Yeah, that old Concord coach rolling along the road below sure looks mighty pretty from the top of this hill.
Yeah, you betcha. Stagecoach making good time downhill.
I'll say, the way that driver's hitting the breeze, that coach ought to be flying over that old wooden trestle when they hit it.
The trestle's caving in.
Think
what the hell
are they going?
Let's go, little
beaver. No, get him up, Buffalo.
Let's ride, Thunder. Come on, Thunder.
This stagecoach is sure smashed up.
Hey, here comes Red Rider and that Injun kid riding down the hill now.
That's all right. They can't see us in the bottom of this gully. Come on, let's get that money before Barton and the driver come to. I got it. Come on, let's go.
Hey, Rider will see us if we try to get to our horses.
We'll hide under the end of the trestle, then slip back to our horses when he and the kid get down the gully. Hurry up.
Oh, Thunder. Come on, little beaver.
Me come him. Oh, look him. Driver, him move him. Him not dead.
Go and help him while I get Bart out of this busted stagecoach. It sure is a mess.
Driver, him not hurt him too bad, Red Rider. Only one arm broke him.
How's your friend inside, mister?
I don't know yet. Here, little beaver, give us a hand. Now, you hold these boards while I get Bart out.
You fetch him.
Yeah, that does it.
Oh, Red Rider, you hear him?
Yes, must be some of the team running off. Go round them up, little beaver.
Me go fetch him.
Where am I?
You all right, Bart?
Yeah, I reckon I am. Just the wind knocked out of me. What happened?
Red Rider, they're not team horses. Two men ride them away like wind.
Bart, have you still got your money belt?
I ought to have. No, it's gone.
Then those two Jaspers must have taken it off you while Lil Beaver and I were riding down the hill.
Red, it's going to be mighty hard telling Jenny about losing this money. I don't know how I can get any more.
Now, take it easy, old-timer. We'll find a way. Little Beaver, you stay with Bart and make yourself useful.
Where you go, Red Rider? You catch him in?
I'll try my best. All right, stretch him out, Thunder.
Let's ride.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. You men and women who hustle out to work in the defense plants every day want a real hearty lunch to tuck under your belt at noontime. And that goes for you boys and girls, too, who spend the day at school. So ask the lady of the house to make those lunchbox sandwiches with fresh and tasty Langendorf bread. Man, that's really good eating. And remember this, delicious Langendorf bread is a wonderful energy food. Yes, sirree, gives you the important benefits of dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. In addition, you get essential body and energy building proteins, vitamins, and minerals to help you keep up the old zip and zingo all day long. And on top of that, mouth-watering Langendorf bread stays deliciously fresh so long, is so rich and smooth and creamy textured, it's been judged America's finest by baking experts. So what's the answer? You bet. Tell Mother you want sandwiches made with delicious, fresh, and tasty Langendorf bread. Yes, for goodness sake, and for energy's sake, get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow, sure. Red Rider in pursuit of the two men who stole Barton's money when the stagecoach plunged down the trestle to the gully. Now Little Beaver and Barton have just come back to the little hometown of Kernville to report the holdup to the sheriff. They're walking down the street.
Where am Sheriff's office, Mr. Barton?
Right down the street away.
Oh, look him. Here come Red Rider. Him get him to town before us.
Howdy, Red. Any luck?
No, Bud.
No getting money for Mr. Barton?
No, those Jaspers gave me the slip, and I never did get to pick their trail up again.
What'll I tell Jenny now, Red?
You told the doctor to get the specialist, didn't you?
Yeah, but now I haven't got the money. It means Jenny will have
You'll have the money, Bart. I'm going to send for it right now.
Oh, but Red, you can't afford
it. Who said I can't? Well, I got more money than I know what to do with. An uncle of mine cashed in his chips and left me oodles of dinero.
Honest?
Sure, Bart. I'll ride up the street and telegraph for it right now. All right, Thunder.
Well, much as I hate to do it, I reckon I'll have to let Red lend me the money, little beaver. But what uncle was it left him all that money?
Him, he big liar. Red Rider no got him, uncle.
Well, then why did he...
Oh, him get him money. Maybe borrow him from somebody.
Well, I can't let him do that. I may not be able to repay him for years.
Howdy there, Barton.
Who's him big man talking to you, Mr. Barton?
That's Carson. Man who wants to buy my ranch.
Hey, I was looking for you, Barton.
Yeah? What for?
I understand you're in trouble. The stage driver from Willow Springs was telling me all about it, and...
Well?
Well, seeing as how you need that money so much for the operation on the missus, I thought maybe you and me could come to terms.
About what?
Your ranch, Barton. I'll give you $4,000 for a clear title to it.
Mighty charitable of you, Carson. Considering it's worth $15,000, and considering how much the water rights are worth to you.
Well, I thought I was doing you a favor. But if you're not interested, I...
Oh, wait. Wait a minute, Carson. I'd like to think it over.
You won't have to, Bart. I'll have the money for you by tomorrow morning.
Red, I can't have you borrowing money from me.
Who said I was?
Little Beaver told me.
He's loco. I'm not going to let you sell your homestead to the likes of Carson.
I take it you're Red Ryder, huh?
That's the name, Carson. And before I leave this neck of the woods, you'll be wishing you never heard it.
What are you driving at, Ryder?
Just this. I'm satisfied the caving in of the trestle was no accident.
What makes you say that?
I went back there and found out where somebody had chopped the main pilings with axes. And I got a mighty good hunch who's responsible.
That kind of talk's mighty dangerous around here, Ryder. What do you got to back it up?
Nothing yet, but I will have.
Well, let me know when you do.
You'll be the first one to know, Carson.
Well, I wish you luck. You'll need it. I'll be seeing you again, Ryder.
You bet you will. All right, Bart. You go on home and don't tell the missus anything about what happened. The shock wouldn't help her condition.
Where are you going?
Well, me and Little Beaver are going to stick on Carson's trail. Maybe I can get some evidence on those sneaking coyotes. All right, come on, Little Beaver.
Stay here, Red Ryder.
Till the moon gets behind those clouds, Little Beaver. Can't take a chance of Carson or any of his men spotting us on his range.
Moon almost behind him, cloud now.
Yep. And soon as it's pitch dark, I'll sneak up to the lean-to, and from there I'll be able to reach that second-story window where Carson and Gorman are talking.
Maybe you'll hear a big powwow if you get him close enough, huh?
That's what I hope to do.
Oh, pitch dark now, Red Ryder.
Yep. All right, stay here with the horses. Here I go.
If Red Ryder's going to lend Barton the money for the operation, how do you aim to get Barton spread?
Maybe Ryder won't have it to lend Barton, and then what do you...
Hey, what's that?
Well, it sounds like... Well, there's somebody on the roof.
Hackie, Hurley, get him! Come on,
look at him.
Hey, there he is, it's Red Ryder.
What? He jumped to the ground. Don't let him run away. Get him, Barton. Hey.
Got it, boss. Stopped him right in his tracks.
Good work, Blackie.
Well, what do we do with him now?
What do you think? Tie a rock around his neck and drop him into the river.
Here we are, Blackie. Let's get him off the horse and toss him into the river.
Hey, Gorman.
Huh?
He's still breathing.
He won't be breathing much longer now. Let's heave him in.
Here.
Huh?
He's floating downstream.
What? Why, that rock must have slipped off when it hit the water. Well, he won't be floating long when he bashes himself against them rapids below. Not for long, he won't.
Before too late. More fast, Papoose. Him foam and rapids. Oh, get him river bank now. Me help him pull him. Me got him out of river now. Oh, him not dead yet, Papoose.
How is he, Doc?
Oh, Ryder will be all right, Mr. Barton. It was only a grazing wound on the scalp. Probably knocked him out, but not dangerous.
Oh, look, he opened my eyes now.
Yeah, you see, he's coming around now.
Hey, what am I doing here in your home, Bud?
Now, just relax, Ryder. You've been...
But it's daylight. Last I remember...
You get him shot in dark web, Ryder.
And tossed in the river to boot, little beaver tells us. He fetched you back to the bank just as you were about to be finished off in the rapids.
Well, seems like I missed a lot of fun. I sure thank you, little beaver.
No thank of me. You thank him, Papoose.
All right, I'll thank your Pinto, too. Say, what time is it?
It's just about 9.
Then I've got to get into town and fetch that money. Ought to be here by now.
Now, wait a minute, Red. And Carson Gunman see you ain't dead like you're supposed to be. And make darn sure you will be this time.
Maybe I'll have something to say about that.
Yeah, but, Red, they'll be gunning for you.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Why not get the sheriff to arrest them before you go and...
Now, how are you going to prove anything against them?
Well, little beaver saw him toss you in the river.
Yes, but that's not enough. Testimony of any child doesn't ever get very far in any court. Any half-smart lawyer can make it sound like just a dream.
But I can't let you expose yourself like this.
Now, don't you worry, Bart. Just hand me your spare gun and I'll be back with that money by dinner time.
What's the matter, Gorman? You seen a ghost?
When I believed in him, I'd say I had.
What's biting you?
Red Ryder's in town.
What?
Saw him with my own eyes. Was at the telegraph office waiting for that money to come through so he could take it back to Barton's ranch.
Why, you blundering nitwit?
Can't understand how he could have saved his hide, boss. Not unless he's half-cat.
Shut up. I ain't asking for excuses. Did he see you?
Nope. He ain't talked either.
You mean not yet he ain't. Blackie, get the men. We're riding and I'm going along this time to make darn sure nothing goes wrong.
Howdy, Red Ryder.
Howdy, Sheriff.
What brings you here?
Well, Sheriff, I've got $2,000 in this saddlebag, which I am to take over to the Barton Ranch.
Well, what's the matter? You feared that you're going to be held up?
Oh, not afraid, Sheriff. I'm hoping I will be.
Oh, what's the matter? Is the money Confederate bills?
No, good $100 bills. Except I took the trouble to earmark every one of them so they could be identified. And I want you to see them. Here.
Hey. What are you aiming to do, Ryder?
Well, I'm expecting Carson or some of his gunslingers to stick me up between here and the Barton Ranch.
What do you want me to do?
Keep most of this money with you and follow me far enough back to keep out of sight.
Oh, well, I get what you mean. Yeah, I'll ride up and catch him red-handed.
That's it, Sheriff.
Then why do you want to carry any of that money at all?
Well, that's just extra precaution. If Carson should slip away, you could always tap him through this earmarked money.
When you want to start?
Now.
Me go home, too?
No, little beaver. I'm expecting plenty of fireworks. So you'd better stay here till it's all over. All right, let's go, Sheriff.
Hey, Carson. Do you suppose Ryder might have took a shortcut?
I don't reckon he has. Apparently, we'd have spotted him from the top of the hill and give us a signal.
Hey, maybe Ryder spotted us and going back to town.
He couldn't spot us hiding here in these trees.
And maybe we didn't get here in time. He must have already gone by.
Hey, there he is now, rounding the bend of the trail below. Here, get set, men. I don't make a move till I give you the nod.
Why can't we pick him off his horse from here with our rifles?
Oh, he was a dang cocksure of what he was going to do to me yesterday. Now I want to see his face when I tell him what I'm going to do to him. All right, men, let's go.
Here, come on, here we go.
Well, howdy, cousin.
Surprised, Ryder?
Nope. Matter of fact, I'd have been kind of disappointed if you hadn't shown up, cousin.
Still the cocky hombre, ain't you? Well, you ain't going to be for long. As soon as I get that money you're carrying, then I'll be giving you what's really coming to you.
If you don't get yours first, cousin.
No chance of that now, Ryder. Get his gun and money, Blackie.
Here. Cousin, Here's the sheriff with a posse. Huh? Have loose, man.
Oh, no, you don't, Carson.
Oh, Rocky.
Hey, Ryder, get Carson.
I'll get Ryder.
Here's one for you, Gorman.
Oh. Hey, here's something for you, Ryder. Oh.
Well?
Nice shooting, Ryder. He knocked back his gun right out of his hand.
Yes, here they are, Sheriff. And now you know where they belong.
Yeah, you better do. Behind bars.
Well, Bart, looks like you won't have to worry about Carson for a long time, eh?
No, I reckon not. Heard the judge sent the whole pack of gunslingers where they belong.
Thanks to you, Mr. Ryder.
And how does it feel to be back home, Mrs. Budden?
Feels mighty good to be out of that hospital, Red.
You feeling all right?
Just fine. I'm already walking again, see?
Oh, that's fine.
And we're mighty grateful to you, Red. Especially for getting my herd money back from that low-down Carson.
Shucks, that was a pleasure, Bart. Well, I reckon Little Beaver and I'd better hit the breeze.
Why? Ain't you staying with us for a while?
Well, I'd like to, Bart, but we only dropped by just to see how you folks were and...
And Red Ryder, him not happy if him no look him up trouble other place.
Well, so long, folks. We've got to hit the trail. Let's go, Little Beaver.
Come on, Thunder!
Swell work, Red Ryder and Little Beaver. That certainly put a quick stop to Carson and his pack of crooked henchmen. And now, with that gang of tough hombres in the hands of the law and the Barton's ranch saved, we next find Red Ryder and Little Beaver riding into trouble with the homeless settlers in Tumbleweed Canyon when the Bucktooth Canyon Dam explodes. Red Ryder comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again Thursday at 7:30. Red Ryder is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread that stays deliciously fresh longer. And now, here's Red Ryder himself with a special message.
There's one mighty good reason why Western men and women are hard to whip. When there's a job to be done, Westerners just naturally pitch in and do it. Well, there's a big job to be done today. A job that calls for the best efforts of every man and woman.
And folks, there are literally dozens of ways you can aid national defense. Such organizations as Civilian Defense, Red Cross, USO, and American Women's Volunteer Services need ambulance drivers, canteen and hospital workers, typists, entertainers, machinists, and many other volunteer workers. So do your bit and keep physically fit. Langendorf bread, containing essential vitamins, minerals, and dextrose, will help give you extra energy for these action-filled days. Always serve Langendorf bread. Red Ryder comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.